Are we born as empty vessels waiting to be filled by experience? Or do we arrive with innate tendencies that shape who we become? In The Blank Slate, Steven Pinker confronts one of modern society's most cherished beliefs, that humans are born as blank canvases. This isn't merely academic debate. It's a confrontation with ideas that have shaped everything from parenting to politics. Through compelling evidence, Pinker reveals that acknowledging our innate human nature doesn't justify inequality or determinism, but provides the foundation for a more humane approach to our shared challenges. For centuries, three powerful doctrines have dominated our understanding of human nature. The blank slate, we have no innate traits. The noble savage, humans are naturally peaceful until corrupted by civilization. And the ghost in the machine, mind exists separately from the physical brain. Though logically independent, these ideas typically appear together, reinforcing one another throughout our culture, from Disney films showing children naturally drawn to goodness to political ideologies promising human perfectibility through social reform. By the mid-20th century, social scientists had fully embraced these ideas, declaring humans entirely instinctless and human nature almost unbelievably malleable. Four scientific bridges now connect biology to culture, dismantling the blank slate doctrine. Cognitive science grounds mental processes in physical information processing, explaining how beliefs cause movement without invoking a mystical ghost. When brain circuits transform information to mirror logical reasoning, they generate accurate world predictions, which explains how computers now recognize speech and play chess. Neuroscience confirms thoughts and experiences consist of physiological brain activity. Our unified self is largely an illusion. Split-brain patients demonstrate each hemisphere can exercise will independently. Consciousness often functions as a spin doctor, interpreting actions after they occur. Behavioral genetics shows psychological traits run in families, with identical twins thinking so similarly they sometimes suspect telepathy. Studies consistently show genes account for roughly half the variation in psychological traits within given environments. Evolutionary psychology explains why people have desires that may subvert well-being but make evolutionary sense. We're not blank slates optimized for happiness, but organisms shaped by ancient selection pressures. Have you ever wondered how children effortlessly absorb language while adults struggle? Culture isn't mysteriously absorbed through osmosis. It depends on specialized neural circuits for learning. Children possess mental algorithms that extract words and rules from speech. Imitation itself is remarkably complex. How do we distinguish essential actions from incidental ones? Humans solve this through theory of mind, inferring others' intentions. Chimpanzees lack this ability. They mimic motions without grasping purposes. People with autism struggle similarly. These examples show cultural learning depends on specialized innate equipment. Culture isn't merely arbitrary symbols, but a pool of technological and social innovations helping people thrive. Jared Diamond showed that Eurasia conquered the world not because Eurasians were smarter, but because geography allowed them to assemble a greatest hits collection of inventions across thousands of miles in years. Despite efforts to defend the blank slate, its scientific foundations have collapsed. Neuroplasticity isn't magical, but a limited set of mechanisms converting genetic information into brain architecture. The brain's plasticity has clear boundaries, as shown by failed attempts to change sexual orientation through conditioning. The brain is substantially organized by genetic mechanisms before birth, not primarily shaped by experience. Studies with ferrets and engineered mice show that even without sensory input, the brain develops normal organization. Children born without limbs still experience phantom sensations, and specific brain damage causes permanent deficits despite occurring early when alternative regions should theoretically compensate. Multiple evidence lines support a complex human nature. Learning requires innate mechanisms. evolutionary biology demonstrates widespread complex adaptations. Animals possess innate species-specific abilities. Human psychology often reflects ancestral rather than current environments. Hundreds of cultural universals exist across societies, and infants demonstrate early understanding of objects, numbers, and faces. Why do claims about human nature provoke such vicious attacks? Two key reasons. The blank slate became a sacred doctrine requiring perfect faith, and radical thinkers argued that social ills like racism were wrong because human nature doesn't exist, making discoveries about human nature seem like endorsements of these evils. When cognitive science began exploring human nature biologically in the 1970s, many intellectuals viewed these scientists as tools of a reactionary establishment. E.O. Wilson's 1975 Sociobiology triggered fierce reactions, with critics linking his ideas to eugenics and Nazi genocide, despite his explicit writings about human behavioral flexibility and minimal genetic differences between populations. The fear that understanding our biological origins undermines morality is misplaced. Natural selection has equipped us with an elaborate moral sense. Our problem may not be too little morality, but too much. People feel moral rules are universal and violators must be punished. Jonathan Haidt identifies four families of moral emotions: other condemning emotions that punish cheaters, other praising emotions that reward altruists, other suffering emotions that help the needy, and self-conscious emotions that discourage cheating. These emotions operate across three spheres: autonomy, fairness, community, duty, and divinity, purity. Our moral sense often confuses defensible judgments with irrelevant passions, conflating status with morality and purity with virtue. Though moral psychology is emotional rather than purely rational, emotions like sympathy, gratitude, and guilt drive countless acts of kindness. The nature-nurture debate has been resolved through Eric Turkheimer's three laws of behavior genetics. First, all human behavioral traits are heritable. About half of the variation in intelligence, personality, and life outcomes correlates with genetic differences. Second, being raised in the same family has less impact than genes. Adult siblings are equally similar whether raised together or apart. Third, unique environment accounts for roughly 50% of personality and intellect variance. These findings transform our understanding of parenting. Despite Rousseau's view of parents as primary shapers of development, behavioral genetics reveals that, within the normal range of parenting styles, differences have no predictable long-term effects on children's personalities. Children model themselves after peers rather than parents, evident in accents, clothing styles, and music preferences. Parents matter by selecting environments and peer groups for children and providing skills and knowledge, but their behavior doesn't shape children's intelligence or personality long term. The blank slate promised to eliminate prejudice and solve social problems, yet enabled totalitarian regimes, damaged education, burdened parents, and elevated dogma over practical solutions. This ideology isn't an ideal, but an anti-human abstraction, denying our common humanity and individual preferences. While claiming to celebrate human potential, it ignores our complex faculties. Science identifies thought with a 3-pound organ that contains multitudes, able to imagine worlds, compute complexities, and contemplate the divine. We are trapped in our brains, but gloriously so, in an organ wider than the sky, deeper than the sea. Human nature creates many problems, but also provides solutions. By understanding rather than denying our innate tendencies, we can build societies that work with our nature, creating institutions that harness our better instincts while checking our worst ones. This biological realism forms the foundation for truly effective social progress.